Hello and welcome to the iGeeks Blog Show, an Apple exclusive podcast where we talk about teeny tiny, if possible, information about the Apple ecosystem. Well, this is going to be a really special episode because guess what? And thanks to Mark Gurmer, we have heard that Apple is coming up with the next event in... Should I say it just yet? Before that, I want you guys to connect with us on all our social media channels. Please do connect with us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, available as iGeeksBlog. And if you want to connect with me, you can just hit me up on Instagram. I'm available as Ashanki with an extra I. So yes, finally, it's that time of the year where Apple has not officially announced, but rumor has it that the event is going to happen on the 8th of March. That is a Tuesday. And there's a very, it's Apple's monopoly, okay, of organizing an event on a Tuesday every week. Because what happens is that when they do an event on Tuesday, you know, it gives enough amount of time throughout the week for the world to discuss about the new product launches or the new software updates. So what are you, basically talk about the event, you know what I mean? And that is why Apple tries to get the event live on every Tuesday, like whichever event it is. And since, you know, March events are supposed to be those events where we may or may not expect an exciting release coming on the way. So, like, you won't see an iPhone release, right? Like, that's what I mean. I mean, every Apple event is exciting AF, but you get the gist, right? So, yeah, that is why this is happening on 8th of March, again, a Tuesday. So, we'll have ample amount of time to cover all the releases. Rest assured about that. And we do have the rumors of some pretty exciting products coming up. Now, the reason I'm really happy for the event and the product rumors that we've heard is because rumors are for those products, no, which haven't been updated for at least the last year or two years, to say the least. And all those products are going to have a new version in front of us really soon, which is an amazing, amazing news, right? To start with, we may see a new iPhone SE come up in the market. SE 3, as we know it for now, sadly will not have any design changes per se. So you won't see the Touch ID going away anytime soon. You're going to see the phone with the Touch ID on, but then that is why that's the reason iPhone SE models are known for, right? Because they are mostly like the most affordable phones out there, meant for people who hate Apple's Face ID feature. So I guess Apple wants to still keep banking upon the Face ID haters, and that is why they're going to not change much with the design form and keep the Touch ID button intact there on the screen and give no design changes. But there are going to be certain upgrades. The camera quality is going to change and tremendously improve, get better. However, sadly, we don't have the details of the camera quality yet, so we don't know how good it is going to be. But yeah, there are going to be some changes for sure. Other important change that I'm hearing is that SE model will have A15 chip, which is again a great add-on and a perfect news for all the SE lovers out there. But these are all the rumors we have about iPhone SE 3. And let's see what exciting things come up. Okay, so, you know, I'm going to share a very personal opinion with you guys, okay? I am a firm believer of minimalism. I like things very minimalist and pastels, okay, like black, grays, hues, and according colors, right, the similar colors. But when I look at the iMac colors, no, they really take my breath away. I like them so much that I'd want SE to have more colors. Maybe more pastel colors, because, I mean, who doesn't like the new purple color in the iPhone models, right? So, either it can be like a... Yeah, don't hate me for calling it purple. It's lilac. It's lavender. I know, okay? I apologize. But you know what I'm trying to say, right? Try to capture the feeling here, you guys. So either it can have more pastel colors or something like that, or it can be as bright as the iMacs around us and come up with those funky orange and yellow colors. Now that would be a delight to see. But then again, this is just something that I want them to do. And I'm really keeping my fingers crossed for that to happen. But then it's Apple, so we never know if that happens or not. The next important product release that we are expecting is iPad Air. Now again, this is a model just like SE, hasn't had any upgrade for the last 2 years. So this is quite exciting and, to be honest, a little fascinating. But sadly, they are not going to have any design changes here as well. So design-wise, there's not going to be much change. The form factor remains the same. But that's not something to be disheartened by, because the new iPad Air will have all the features that almost every iPad has had an upgrade of, which means it will come with the center stage technology, the cameras will get better, and again, possibly new colors. Please, Apple, new colors in the iPad Air. Really, really expecting that to happen. With an updated chip, of course. The chip is coming to be updated. So you're going to have like faster processor, like a better iPad, hopefully better colors. I gotta stop gushing about the color thingy, I know, but it just, those are bangers, okay? Those colors, they just blow my mind out there. But yeah, sadly, these are all the rumors we have about iPad as well. So we're going to wait and see what comes up. But since the event is just a month away, no, there are going to be new rumors coming out every day. And if you guys are as curious as I am for the rumors, no, just keep hitting us on Instagram, yeah, or maybe download our app. Because on our app, we constantly keep updating such rumors. And you don't want to miss out on any important information about the new Apple event, right? Exactly. Well, not just this, we also have a very public release of the next version of iOS 15 in the coming months. I mean, so it's not going to be a part of the event per se, but it was believed, it was speculated that the public release will happen in the first few weeks of March. So, you know, these things may come together, or the new iOS release, 15.4 it is, if I'm not wrong, may happen just a couple of days before the March 8 event. That is a possibility. So will that also, now that there goes a software upgrade. And what about the Macs? What about the MacBooks? What about the iMacs? So we've heard that there might be some new additions to the M2 Max, but we haven't really heard what kind of additions would there be. Are they going to be MacBook Air, MacBook Pros, iMacs, or Mac Mini for that matter? And they're going to be bigger and better for sure. But what kind of upgrades we're going to have is not very certain. Also, March is a very important event for the M-chip series Macs, because we are edging towards the like end of the transition from Intel chips to the M-chip models. We're at, what, we're 75% there, right? With 1.5 years gone now. So that is also something pretty exciting, which means we might have something important connected to the M-chip series in the March event. But now only we have to wait for the event. So these are pretty much all the products that are going to come up in the event. And Apple never fails to surprise us, too. We may or may not have a surprise release. May have some other product coming up, or may have none of these. We have to wait for more rumors, confirmed speculations to come out, and see what's the best for us. However, now this is every time a good news as well as bad news. The good news, because we, all of us, can watch the event virtually owing to the COVID situations. This time again, just like the last 2 years, we're going to watch a pre-recorded event live across the streaming platforms, which means the pro is it is accessible to all. Everyone can watch it at the same time and you don't need passes per se. Con is everyone is missing the stadium. Everyone is missing the Cupertino Stadium. Just the physical presence there. That is something we always had a soft corner for. But then it's a global world, right? I mean, we live in a global city now. We live in a global village. We're not living in different countries together. And that's why having virtual events makes a lot of sense. So get ready for another pre-recorded event. But the way the Apple events start and the way they conclude themselves, no, it is breathtaking. I mean, you cannot wait, but you feel the anticipation running through your nerves, right? It's just a different feeling. I don't have the right words to put to that. Not just an Apple event. Okay, I'm sounding a little too biased here. Any tech event for that matter, they have this different feeling to them that we cannot help and just wait for it to happen, wait for the moment to happen. Feels like an Olympic ceremony and an Olympic inauguration ceremony. Or, if I'm not being a little too controversial here, one of them Victoria's Secret shows where it really gets us all energetic and excited and you just want to see what's going on your screen, right? Yes, so just keep listening to us and we'll keep you updated about any information we hear about the Apple March event. That's all I have to say for this episode. But if you have liked the content, please leave us with amazing reviews on Apple Podcast or just connect with us on our social media channels. And if you want to connect with me, hit me up on Instagram. I'm available as Harshanki with an extra I. That's all for today. I want you guys to take good care of yourself. COVID is still around the corner. Stay safe, stay hydrated, stay connected. This is Harshanki signing off and I'll see you guys next week.